Sorry, I'm gonna just put my Pashmina on so I could get this thought out.
Pashmina.
With the rise of like TikTok and EDM community on TikTok, do you guys feel like EDM is becoming mainstream? I'm thinking of that video of the Excision Thunderdome laser beams.
Yeah, that went
completely viral.
I do feel like EDM is kind of starting to edge a little more towards the mainstream again.
You know, some people blame us content creators for bringing too much people in the scene.
But do you think that's a negative thing?
I can understand why people would be like, oh, this is my special thing. Now everybody's shuffling.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, we just go do rave and listen to Above and Beyond. Yeah. It was all just like the people who were shuffling were like, what the fuck is that? You know, it looks pretty cool. But what did you mean by EDM becoming mainstream again?
Because I feel like back in 2012, 2013, there was a big spike in EDM.
Mainstream collabs.
Yeah, like Clarity by Zed. Also era. Spectrum.
Steve Aoki.
Steve Aoki.
Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I've noticed is that no matter what kind of demographic or what kind of like area or thing that you're looking into, it's going to continuously become more comfortable within the face of whoever's looking at things. So like, for example, you look at the fitness industry, everyone kind of really understands that macros are a thing now. Back in the day, no one had any clue what the fuck those were. Now everybody has at least an idea of what it is. So like, that's an example of something in the fitness industry that's saturated, but that's just kind of like the progression of how the world goes, is that it seems like the knowledge that has become more available has now become also a lot more common knowledge.
Because of social media.
Yeah.